Okay, let's get into Dmai Daf Tes. Dmai Daf Tes, the last, the ninth daf here in Maseches Dmai. We're still in the first parak. In Parak HaKalin, Baruch Hashem, we now know there's a parak called Parak HaKalin, HaKalin Sheba Dmai, the first 12 and a half daf of Dmai in the first parak. Again, today's shiur is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel and Avram and Dvorah Weinfield. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we are on Chesem Abeis, still talking about rules and regulations of Dmai. An important point, that we, just at the end of the shiur, just to emphasize it again, the Bali Tosfos in a few places, in Chulin Adaf Yud and Yuma Daf Pei Aleph, discuss spices, the chiyuv of spices in for Trumas and Maisros. Right, so usually you have to have something that's edible, right? We spoke about the chiyuv for Maiser, it has to be Ochel. Well, we didn't get to Maiser yet, we spoke about Peah. There are five requirements for Peah, if you remember. Three of those five are in a Mishnah in Maisros. So Ochel and Nishbaras has to be edible. So what if it's only edible with something else? You can't eat spices plain, but you could put it with something else. So that's what the story, this is one of the sources in Chazal that discuss spices, right? Where we have the story of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, that he had, his table had collapsed, and he took it as a sign, that there was something wrong, and he said, I had borrowed spices. So it's much that spices are chayev. So we saw the Ma'ara Fulda, who says, Hainu osan shehem ochel. Only edible ones. Avol stam tavlin peturim min amaisris. Stam tavlin or putter. That's what the Ma'ara Fulda pointed out. So regular spices would be putter, at least for sure, daraisa. Question about Durabana, different types of spices, but that's an important discussion, which we're not going fully into. But also just to emphasize those last couple of stories on yesterday's daf, everything is a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Everything is a sign, Tinus. Everything is a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how these greats lived, right? It's the tables collapsed, so the tables usually don't collapse for us. But even on a lesser degree, as long as we're always seeing it as signs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That was the two stories that we had, Rabbi Tarfon, the bread fell, and Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, the table fell. Right? This is the thought that we mention often, but we can't not mention it now, about Simanim and Hashemayim and Kolos, and that is Ilfen Rabbi Yochanan. Ilfen Rabbi Yochanan, Tainus Daf Chaf Aleph, where remember the story that they both left yeshiva, they were friends. Ilfen Rabbi Yochanan, we haven't read it in a while, so let's just read it a few lines. Havigarsi Baraisa, Dechikulu Mil Satuva. Right? They were learning Torah, but they had no money. So they said, okay, Nakum, Venezel, Venevitiska, let's go out and, make a living. Venekai Benafshin, Efeskilo, Yibacha Evion. They were going, they were sitting under a rickety bridge. Havikakarchi Rifta, they were having a sandwich. Asu Tre Malachi Ashares, they heard two angels were having a conversation above them. Shame, right? We already had two angels yesterday. Remember the two angels were Pinchas Ben Yair that came to surround him. Not two angels, they were just fire. But the Malachim were talking. Shame Rabbi Yochanan, de Amar Chalachavre. Rabbi Yochanan heard one of the angels talking to the other one. Nishde Alayu, Hai Guda Viniktalinu. Let's throw this bridge on them. Sheminichin Chaye Olam, U Vauskim Chaye Shah. Right, what are these they doing? These people have the potential to be the Gdolei Ador. So they shouldn't be going out and making parnasa. So the other angel says, Shafkinu, Diga Bahu Chad, Dekai Melei Shaita. One of them is going to be the Rosh Hashiva. One of them is going to be the Gdolei Ador. So Rabbi Yochanan all of a sudden says, Hey, Elfa, did you hear that? He says, What are you talking about? He says, No, that conversation. He says, I know what you're talking about. Rabbi Yochanan Shama, Ilfa Lo Shama. So Rabbi Yochanan says, It must be they're talking about me. So he went back, and Ilfa did not go back. And the Gemara continues that if Ilfa had gone back, then maybe he would have even been the Rosh Hashiva. But even before Ilfa got to his town, Rabbi Yochanan went back and became the Rosh Hashiva. And that's why throughout a couple of places, at least here, Chaf Aleph and Ksubis, Ilfa used to sit on a boat and say, Ask me any Brisa and I'll tell you where the source is in the Mishnah, or else I'm going to fall off the boat, jump off the boat. But so the question that's asked is, why was it Ilfa's fault? Right? He wasn't inspired. He didn't hear the conversation between the Malachim. Only Rabbi Yochanan heard the conversation. So why was Ilfa somehow a little bit implicitly faulted for not going back? He didn't hear the conversation. So the answer is, they both could have heard the conversation. But only Rabbi Yochanan was tuned in. Only Rabbi Yochanan was tuned in to the divine frequency that every single thing, maybe he was focused on it. in a certain way. Again, Ilfa was unbelievable, but Rabbi Yochanan was focused on it, and he heard the Dvar Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to us in different ways, whether it's a table collapsing, or it's bread falling out, or remember the Gemara in Arachin, that what's Tachlis Yisurin? You take the wrong coin out of your pocket, right? You put your shirt on in the morning, and the wrong arm goes into the wrong sleeve, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to us all the time. So we have to just make sure that we focus. Also related to this, we mentioned, and then we'll get into today's daf. Remember the question that's asked: Avraham and Noach. Oh, Noach is introduced to us. Noach is tzaddik, tamim hayiv darosav. Unbelievable! Noach is amazing. All these adjectives and accolades. Avraham, lech lecha. Nothing. Just go. Nothing. Tell me he's a tzaddik. Tell me he's a seeker. Tell me he's a philosopher. Nothing. Avraham, just go. That's an introduction. And the answer is that's the greatest introduction in the world. When somebody hears HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do, that's the greatest introduction in the world. Vayomer Hashem al Avram, lech lecha me'artzecha. That's the greatest. That's Avram Avinu, that's Rabbi Yochanan, and that's in our Gemara. That's Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, right? I'm sorry, Rabbi Chenin ben Dosa, right? They heard the Dvar Hashem giving them a message in that regard. Okay, let's continue. Three lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Yayin Lemurius. What if I buy, we're going to have another kula here of Demai, if I buy wine, but I'm not planning, I can buy wine from the Amaret, so it's Demai, but I'm not planning to drink the wine, I'm planning to use it in a mixture. In a mixture, right? Murius is some kind of fish sauce. The Yayin La'aluntis and wine, also for Aluntis, Rashi says, is a mixture of water and wine and oil, and Kitnios La'asosan Techinin. Some type of mixture. So if I buy food and I'm not planning to eat it ba'en, I'm planning to put it in a mixture. Chayav advice, lo chayav demai. Right? If I bought it as a food and I'm planning to eat it, right? I'm planning to eat it. That even if I'm planning to put it in a mixture, I'm still chayav. Ein sorach lomer vade. And surely, if it's vade tevel, obviously. But hein atzman b'terim min ha'demai. But here's a kula. If I buy a mixture from the Am Haaretz, and only one of the ingredients in there is demai, so I'm pater for being mafish demai. It's one of the coolest of demai. If you buy it already as a mixture, not as separate ingredients that you're going to put in the mixture, so that is pater. Look at the Mara Fulda. Aval bishakol elu asidin lis arev. If you buy them separately, even though you're going to mix it up, holu ba'u lo be'einem shelo b'taroves. Since it came in front of you, not as a taroves, chayev. Right, but hein atzman. But if you buy from an amar, it's already as a mixture. So then it is pater. Ein zorach lahavrish holu b'taroves bo liado. Since it came to you as a mixture, just hit me. I would have brought it, but. There's a tshuva of the Meshev Davar, right, the Netziv, right, talking about how it baliyado. There is a question, what happens if it's Shalosh Shudas time? And, you know, I know that Lechadchila, you're supposed to have Lechamishta for Shalosh Shudas. So is that Lechamishta, Lechadchila, just like the other meals. But all I have is one roll. I have one roll. So is it better to cut the roll in half and then have two slices? Right, if you only have slices, it's good to take slices, right? Or keep it as a whole. Keep it as a whole one, because you should make a bracha on a shalem, kavod habracha. So the Netziv says, it depends how it was balafanecha. Right? How it's balafanecha. If it's balafanecha, you come and you have a whole roll, don't cut it to have lecha mishnah, it came to you as whole. So therefore, you know, it should be whole. But if it's not in front of you, and maybe it's in the kitchen, and somebody's gonna bring it to you, so then, there's something to talk about that maybe cut it in half before it comes to you, because then when it comes to you, it's two, and then it can be Lecha Mishnah. And he connects that to the issue of Yachatz. Why would we do Yachatz so early? So not only because you want to make the, you want to have Lechem Oni when you start the, start Magid, but also so when it's, especially according to the Rambam. The Rambam has, remember, two matzahs. Not three, like Bali Tosas. Two matzahs, because that's Lechem Oni. And you break once, you have one and a half. You break one and a half. What's the Lecha Mishnah? You did it 2 hours ago. Right now it's balafanecha right before motzi matzah as one and a half. And therefore this is you deal with it as it's in front of you. So that's reminding me of the lashon here of how it's a question of how it was balafanecha. If it came to you as a mixture, so then we could be makel. Could be makel, and that's one of the coolest of demai. But if it came to you separately, so then we have to treat it as a separate unit. So now it says the Gemara, man and kayamin. What are we talking about? What's the case here? Who is it according to? There is a Tosefta in Trumos that this Gemara is referring to. The Marafolda quotes the Tosefta in Trumos in Perek Tes. The Tosefta in Trumos discusses, if I have wine of Truma, am I allowed to put it into a similar, like a fish sauce? Am I allowed to put Truma wine into a fish sauce? So why wouldn't you be able to put it into a fish sauce, right? You're allowed to use Truma for anything that's called normal usage, right? We don't have Truma these days, but we have Shemitah, right? So what are you allowed to use Shemitah wine for? Anything that's called normal consumption, as long as it's not li'ibud. It's the same rules for Truma. As long as it's not li'ibud. There's a machlokas tanaim there, whether putting wine into fish sauce is called normal, meaning, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, it's usser. Why? Because the only reason you put the wine sauce is not to give it flavor, according to what he says. It's just to counter the sourness or the bitterness of the fish. Right? So that's why you put the wine in. You're not really getting anything positive out of the wine. You're just neutralizing. So that's not a kadosh way of using your truma wine. So you can't do that, because it's going to get batel in the sauce, and it's just used for the neutralization. And Rebbe says no. Rebbe says you're giving it flavor with the wine, and therefore you'd be able to put it in this sauce. So there's a machlokas tanoim in the Tosefta, whether you're allowed to put the wine into the fish sauce. Whether it's there for tam and it's good, or no, it's just there to neutralize. That's the machlokas there. But there's another machlokas that's yotzei, that's a ramification of that machlokas, and that's what Argamar is referring to. According to Rebbe, that you're allowed to put it in because it gives a flavor, it's not batel. It's not batel. You're allowed to do it. You're not being mevatel this wine, this truma wine, and it's all good. You're allowed to put it in the first place, and it's not batel, and it's considered as if it's still there. According to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, no, you're ruining it, right? Because you're just putting it in there to neutralize the fish sauce, and you're destroying it, and it's going to be batel. Right, it's going to be batel once it's in. So that's going to have a ramification for our case. Because now we're talking about buying this fish sauce from the Amharetz. So again, if you buy it, do you still see it there when you buy it? Because we just said if you buy it separately, so then you have to take off the mai. But if it's in the mixture, then you don't have to. But one second. According to Rebbe, according to Elazar Reb Shimon, is it there or is it not there? According to Rebbe, it's there. According to Elazar Reb Shimon, it's not there. But why should it make a difference whether you bought it plain, separately, or bought it in a mixture? Mimanavshach, according to one of these opinions. That's all background. Umana kayamin. So in Karebi, if we're talking about Rebbe Shita in that Tosefta, what's Rebbe Shita? That you're allowed to put the wine into the mixture because it's there for flavor and it's noticeable and it's a good thing. So then it's not batel. So afilu bidmai yu chayavim. So even bidmai, right? So the even dmai should be chayiv. If you bought it, hein atzman, you bought it as a mixture, but it's not mixed up according to Rebbe. According to Rebbe, it's as if ki'ilu it's there, it's not batel. So, it should be chayiv. V'ikar lazer Reb Shimon, and if it's like Reb Lazer Reb Shimon, who held that you're not allowed to put it in the first place because you're ruining it, and you're just there to counter the bitterness of the fish, so then once it goes in there, it's batel, so then afilu b'vadei yipaturin. So then even vadei tevo, but it's batel in this mixture. So if it's batel in the mixture, and you buy the mixture from Am Haaretz, and the other ingredients are not chayiv in Trumas and Maaseros, whatever the other ingredients are, so then you should say pater, right? So that's how the Marafolda, look at the Marafolda's third wide line. He gave the whole background to what I said in the mission, the Tosefta in Trumas, and now he says, V'kamar hacha, I hach b'raisa k'rebi asya, if our b'raisa is like Rebbe, afilo b'dmai yu chayavin, even if it's d'mai, right, you should be chayiv when you buy it in the mixture. U'braisa k'tani hein asma p'turim in a d'mai. But the b'raisa says if you buy it as a mixture, it's pater from d'mai. But one second, according to Rebbe, it's as if it's there. It's not batel. V'ikar Elazar Reb Shimon, afilu vadei yipaturin. And if it's like Elazar Reb Shimon, you're not allowed to put it in the first place because it's going to get ruined and batel. So then it should be patur, even if it's vadei teva. Why? Shekvar halach yayinu shel vadei le'ibud. Afilu b'truma mutar lazarim. If it's batel. V'lama yes or kan v'vadei. So the question is, this brisa that we started off our day with, yayin lamurius, yayin laluntus, who makes the chilik between if you buy it separately or you buy it as a mixture already, who is that according to? So the Gemara answers, Elika Rebbe, really it's like Rebbe, who says that you're allowed to put the wine in the mixture. It's a normal usage, and it's not batel. It's as if it's there, you can taste it. So if it's there, so why in a mixture are you putter? Right? So the Gemara answers, Anan Amrin, Bekalin Shekilu B'Tamai. Oh, it's one of the coolest of Tamai. Remember, Rov Ameyar is Masrin Haim. Rov Ameyar, this whole Masechta is a Chumrah. The whole concept of the Masechta is a Chumrah, because we should rely on the Rov. So we're Machmir because of Misa B'dei Shamayim, of the Shumas Meiser. But in a case where it's already mixed up, you're not buying it as a Ba'en, so we are Mekel. We are Mekel there. Right? So that's the one of the coolers of Demayim. Fine. Let's continue the Brysa now. So that was the first line of the Brysa, right? Where you bought the wine for a mixture of something you're going to eat. Right? So now, what happens if you buy the wine for a mixture of something you're not going to eat? Yayin lekilar. You bought wine in order to put it into some eye salve that's going to be good for a wound, like you have an eye ailment. So you're going to put some gauze around your eye, so wine goes into that mixture. So you buy the wine for that mixture. Kemach lasoso malugma. Or you buy some flour to put into some other type of bandage. Malugma for a refuah. So, what about those cases? So we switch the girsa. The marafolda has a different girsa, right? It's peturin min hadamai. So you're pater from Dubai there. Why are you pater from Dubai? We learned earlier in our parak. If you buy something not for food consumption, then you're pater from Dubai. Right? We had that before. Right? We had that back of the look in the Mishnah back on Daf Vavma Beis. Right? If you buy for Zera, for Behema, for Oros, that's the rule. Dubai is only if you buy it for food. So here too, the Brisa says you're pater if you buy these things. Yayin lekilo kemach lasosu malugma. You're pater min Dubai v'chayiv bavadai. But if it's tevel. If you buy tevel, even for not for food consumption, you have to be mafresh. Right? Tevel is, even if it's edible, so then you're going to have to be mafresh, even if you're not ultimately going to use it for l'shem achila. So, and the brisa continues, heinatzman petur min avadai. And if you bought it in a mixture already, right, paralleling the first line of the brisa, so then it's pater, even if it's tevel inside. Right? If you bought it already in the tarovis. So now the Gemara asks, We have two lines of the Brisa so far. Just keep in mind, where were the two lines of the Brisa? The bottom of the previous Amud, Yayin Lemurius, Yayin Lamuntis, Kidneos. And then the second line of the Brisa is what we just read. Yayin Lekilar, Kemach Lasoso, Malogma, Vachulu. But there's a difference between the two lines of the Brisa. The first line of the Brisa, where you bought the wine for food consumption in the mixture, what does it say? If you bought it as the mixture already, Pater Min Demai. Right, pater min demai, meaning it only pater if it was demai, but if it was mamish tevel in the mixture, you'd have to be mafresh. But over here, what do we just say? Hein asman pater min havadai. If it's in a mixture, you're pater even if it's mamish tevel. Say, ask the Gemara, what's the difference between the two? Hacha adamar pater min havadai, vacha adamar pater min tevel. Why does the first line of the Brisa, on the bottom of the previous Amud, it says if it's already in a mixture, you're pater only if it's demai, but if it's tevel, then you have to be mafresh. While this second line of the Brisa, it's, if you bought it already in the mixture, it says even pater min avada, even if it's for sure, you aren't mafish yet. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, well, one's for food consumption and one's not. That makes all the difference. Kan, the earlier line of the Brisa on Chesma Beis, al gav gufa hu batel. Right? It's al gav gufa hu batel. What does that mean? It's for food consumption, and it's only batel once you eat it. So if you only buy the ones you eat it, so when you buy it, that it's still there, you still recognize that it's there in the mixture, if it's tevel. Right? But vakan, kimachu, nosnehu batel. But here, in our second case, where you're buying it for the eye salve, or for the medicine, so then right away, you're putting it in, you don't recognize it, right? We're more makel there. You don't have to wait for it to be batel when you eat it, but it is noticeable right, it's not noticeable right away, and it's batel right away. Period. These last items, malugma and kilar, are used here for refuah. They're also mentioned, if you remember, in Masechta Shabbos. Kilar and malugma, about using these on Shabbos. Are you allowed to use these on Shabbos? What if you bought it from the Amoraim to use it on Shabbos? That's this big sugya of shechika samamanim, as we know. There is a nisa d'araisa on Shabbos, one of the malachas Shabbos, of tochein, of grinding. When it's not allowed to grind on Shabbos, into what's grinding? Pulverizing something into tiny little pieces. Right? That's grinding. There is a gzera d'rabbanan, in Masecha Shabbos, on Daf Nun Gimel, of Shechika Samamanim. The Rabbanan Aser taking medicine in certain situations, because a medicine, sometimes, in the olden days, it was often, and nowadays, the poskim say, even sometimes in some places they still do this, and even if not, it doesn't matter, because the reason doesn't, you don't need the reason for the gzera. They used to make medicine by crushing certain herbs in order to make the medicine. So if you allow somebody to take medicine on Shabbos, then they might come to grind the herbs in order to take the medicine because they really want the medicine. So they made a gzeira, mishum shchikas hamamonim, they're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. So the it's clear in the Gemara though, this doesn't mean that if somebody's life's in danger, obviously, then you're not allowed to take medicine. Of course you're allowed to take medicine. And this doesn't mean even if your life is not in danger. We paskin even for a chole she'ein bo sakana. Even for somebody whose life is not in danger, but they are in the category of chole she'ein bo sakana, which is, question, what's included, but somebody who's sick in bed. Somebody who can't come to the Shabbos table. That's a chole she'ein bo sakana. Somebody who has the flu in bed, somebody who can't get off the couch, somebody who's in such pain that they can't sit at the Shabbos table, they have a toothache. In all those cases, it's a chole she'ein bo sakana, and that person is allowed, and maybe should, not just maybe, should take medicine on Shabbos for Onik Shabbos. So where did the Rabbanan make the gzera? Something less than that. Anything less than a chol hashem basakana. I feel got a little headache, feel a little, not myself, but you can be at the Shabbos table. So in those cases, that's where the gzera is of shchika samamanim. So what about melugma? What about the eye ailment? So the eye salve, would you be able to put this eye salve on? So without the issue of mimareach, we're not getting into that malacha right now. Let's assume it's very liquidy. So pashtus, it would be mutter anyway. Why? Because there are a number of built-in heterim for this in the gzera of shchika samamanim. One of them is, if something is never healed through medicine, through herbs and the cold crushing, if it's ever healed through that way, so then there's no problem of doing whatever you need to do to take those. So putting this eye salve on, you never heal your eye issue with taking a pill. So therefore, the poskim would say that this eye salve would be okay. Similarly, they say, oh, you got to put a hot compress on your stomach, right? Somebody has a stomach ache, right? Or for whatever reason, there is. So the poskim say that's okay. Right, that's not medicine. That's not medicine because you had stomach aches are not usually okay. There's Pepto Bismol. There's some, but generally the putting the comfort that's given by the hot compress is not something that's paralleled with medicine. It's one of the heterim. There's others. It's machal briyim. If something has the status of food and not medicine, right? Even if somebody's having chicken soup only because they're sick, but not because they like chicken soup, it's still mutter. That's not called medicine. That's the vitamin Shiloh or Moshe Feinstein, right? Even billions of people take vitamins. Millions of people take vitamins, even if though they're not sick. That shows that vitamins are not about healing anything. If it's preventative, that's not called medicine. Right, if I take something preventatively, medicine, the whole gzera was, oh, I'm sick and I might come to crush the spices. But if I'm doing it prophylactically, I'm doing it before, so then that's also not a problem. If somebody knows that they always get heartburn after the chalent, so if they wait till after they have the heartburn, so then that's going to be a refua, and therefore it's a problem. But if it's going to be before, then they could take an antacid, take a Tums before the chalent, to prevent it, right? That's not a problem. It could be that Tums is not called medicine anyway, because many healthy people take Tums for calcium. So anyway, there's a number of heterim in this regard. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, V'yatani, so what are you telling me? You're telling me that the wine in the kilar is batel, but kilar shel avodah zarah aser banaya. But we know that another brisa tells us that if we have this salve that has avodah zarah wine in it, it's aser banah. So you see the wine is not batel. See, it's not batel. How can we say that in the previous line that it's batel right away? So answer the Gemara, Shani Yehi, Dechsev, Lo Yidlak, V'yotchem, Uba Menacherem. Don't compare Avodah Zarah to me. Avodah Zarah is a more chamer context, right? V'lo Yidlak, V'yotchem, Uba Menacherem. Right? To put that in other words, Avodah Zarah is not batel. Avodah Zarah, there's an Isser Hana'a. You're not allowed to get Hana'a from Avodah Zarah. That's an Isser Daraisa. And Avodah Zarah is not batel. That's the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. Daf Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dalet, Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dalet, says the Mishnah Ayin Dalet. Elu Asurin v'Ostrin b'kol shehu. The following items are Asur, and they Asur b'mashehu. They're not Batel. Yayin Nesech, v'Avodas Kochavim. Those are the two things on the list. The first two on the list, Avodah Zarah. Let's say somebody has a certain doll that they worshipped, and it gets mixed up into 20 other dolls. They're all Asur, right? Avodah Zarah is not Batel. Right, Rashi, Tzura she'ivdu av nisarve be'el of Tzuros, she'ina avodas kochavim. Right, that's the avodas zara. So that's be'el v'lo yitzav v'yotcha mu'uma menacherim. So that's why it's not batel by avodas zara. Good, let's continue. Says the Gemara, we could talk more about that, but we'll continue for now. Ma be'inan l'shmarim shel goy. Ask the Gemara, why is wine in the kilar, in the salve for the eye, that is always there, and it's usher, it's not batel. So why is it different than wine dregs of Yayin Nesach? Ma beinan l'shmarim shal goy. Ilu shmarim shal goy shemein asurim bahanaya. If you have the wine dregs of a goy, then it's asur bana. Hashmarim, Einan asur bana, aren't they asur? Hashmarim she yavshu ein ba'am mishum hanayas avarazara. But if the dregs get totally dried out, there's no wine left, and all you have left is, like, the peels and the seeds, that's not asur anymore. So what's the difference? Why is the wine in the kilar that's asur forever? It's not batel. While here, if you have the sediment of the wine and it gets totally dried up, so it's batel and it's mutter. No answer given. Why is no answer given? The Maharav Folda says, because it's an obvious answer. The Gemara didn't even have to give the answer why. When something gets totally dried up, there's no wine left. That's not bitel. That's disappearing. Right? The wine in the kilar, that's there. And the question, is it batel or not? So we all know Avodah Zarah is not batel. But it's not batel. So that's why, in the first case, it's not batel. But here, the wine dregs, it disappeared. That's not bitel. So therefore, that's the big difference. That's what the Maharav Folda says right here on the left side. He says, V'lo mashani al zeh klum deina kushya. It didn't answer because it's obvious. Tahasam la'achar shneim asar chodesh. Afil kol shu leka. There's nothing left. Shekfar nes yabish kolach lech luchas yayin shebehem. All the moisture has dried out. Mashen kin hacha. So that's why it didn't give that answer, because it's an obvious one. Period. Mikziv alahalon pater min adamai. From Mikziv, the Mishnah had said that the border was Ksiv. Remember, we said it was the north, either the northwest, either the west border or the north border. So Ksiv is the border, right? Pas Ksiv, pater from adamai, that's chutz laaretz. Ksiv atzma mahi. What about Ksiv itself? Or Ksiv itself. So Tani, Ksiv atzma pater min adamai. It itself is also called chutz laaretz. It's pater from adamai. Halokeach, now the Brisa says, Halokeach menachameres, but Tsur. Tsur is past Ksiv. But if you have a caravan entire in Tsur, umina megores but Sidon, or a silo in Sidon Chayiv. Both of these situations, you could assume this food came from Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, you're going to be Chayiv, right? A caravan must have come from a long way, or Tzidon, which is closer, Chayiv. But the opposite, Hamina Megoris, Betzur, Mina Chameres, Betzidon, Potter. The opposite would be Potter, because a caravan in Sur, we assume something, a silo in Sur, we don't assume that a silo is going to have stuff from very far. A silo always has stuff from very close. That's why in Sur is going to be Potter. And a caravan must have brought from afar. So Sidon, which is closer, we don't assume it has from Eretz Yisrael. Mechamar Yechidi Betzur. There's also Petur from one donkey driver, not a whole caravan. He must have not come from far away, and therefore he's going to be Potter too. Period. So says the Gemara, one second. So we said a whole caravan in Sur, you're going to be Chayiv, because you assume it came from Eretz Yisrael. But what if you know the route that it came, and it went through Ksiv? And if you found it in Ksiv, it'll be Potter. So chameres shenichnas al tzur derek ziv. What if the chameres, this whole caravan of donkeys that have stvu on it, that came to tzur, and if in tzur, if you saw this chameres, you'd have to take off chumas and maisus. You have to assume it came from Eretz Yisrael. But you know its route went through ksiv. And if you had stopped this caravan in ksiv, then you'd be putter. So what do you say? Chameres shenichnas al tzur derek ziv. Asa chami, come and say, ilu amdala b'ksiv petura, if it had stopped in ksiv, it would be pater. Achshav shenichlas al tzur chayeves, what, the chiv is going to come now all of a sudden? No. If you know it went through tzur, ksiv, then it's pater. Because it doesn't become pater and then become chayev again. Good. Chalas, let's start this next sugya that is discussed on tomorrow's daf. Chalas ama aretsu meduma. The Mishnah had a couple of items that said that they're pater from demai. Right, the challah, if they have the challah of an Am Haaretz, or the meduma, right, you have truma, you know, mixed in with, or you had, a couple of other items. If you buy produce with Meiser Sheni money, right, you have a whole list of items on the top of Zion and Aleph. So the question is, why are all those items putter from the Zgzeir of Demai? So machlokas. Chalas amaris v'meduma v'chulu, amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'shasha gazru ala Demai, lo gazru ala malalu. Rabbi Yochanan says, when they made the Gzeira of Demai, they didn't include these. Period. They didn't include. Why didn't they include them? The Gemara doesn't say. So Machlokes in the Mefarshim on the Mishnah. If you look in the Tosfos Yontif, he says most of these are for the Kohanim. Right? The Chalas, Ama'aretz, and the Meduma. So we were making on the Kohanim. They could always use some extra food. Right? So we're Mekel on the Kohanim. That's what the Tosfos Yontif says. If you look in the Mishnah Rishona, he says, no, what do you mean Kohanim? The last one's not Kohanim. If you buy Meiser Sheni fruit with buy fruit with Meiser Sheni money. So he just thinks when people are involved in mitzvos. So that's the Ptur. Right? Rabbanan, Warren, Gozer, Demai, when you're involved in a mitzvah. That's what the Mishnah Rishona says here. He says, V'nira mishum deba'achilas mitzvah lo gozer. V'achilas truma v'chala mitzvah. Ne'nu v'chenu achilas b'yisr risho b'yisr sheni b'yisholayim. U'midu menami de'psicha beit truma chashiv k'achilas truma. V'loma yidati, I don't know why, the Tosfos Yontif was dochek to say it's because of the Kohen. Right? V'loma tzinu kula l'kohen b'ha t'imi Yisrael. We don't find any difference in demai between a Kohen and Yisrael, so that's his issues. So that's all Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says they didn't include these in the Isra of demai. Amar Rabbi Oshia. Rabbi Oshia has a different shot. Emas kodshim alav. The Ama Aretz is scared of Karbanos, right? He's in awe of Karbanos. So all of these, right? The leftover mincha and the maybe the challah, right? He's assuming challah is like a carbon here, has the same level. He's also scared of it. Vein also the kohen davashin mesukan, right? The Ama Aretz has a certain level of believability. We're going to get to later Amos Shabbos alav, right? Something like they don't lie on Shabbos. We're going to have that later on, Be'ez Hashem. But here Amos Kachim alav. So maybe that's why the Ama Aretz is trusted in these. So it's a big nafkamina. Whether we're just makel, so Rabbi Yochanan would say probably even if you know, I'm not sure if he would say even vaday, but we're makel because it's just not included in the gzeira. Or Rabbi Oshia said it's only because we know that the Ama Aretz has the ema about these items. And we'll have to talk about exactly why all of these items are included to be called kachim, as we just said. Okay, we'll stop here.